You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Rotary Club of Hayward Area is inviting community members and businesses to participate in their annual school supply drive. Between now and September 3rd, residents can drop off school supplies like notebooks, pencils, and backpacks at a number of locations, including St. Joseph's Church, Walmart, and the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library. The Rotary Club of Hayward Area is also looking for additional area businesses interested in setting up a donation box. A full list of drop-off locations is available on the organization's website. Washburn County transportation officials say storm damage over recent weeks has delayed some other previously scheduled projects. A pair of storms in early July in particular caused significant washout damage to a number of roads near Bashaw Township, which has forced highway crews to divert their time and resources away from those other projects. Transportation officials have been focusing on projects that impact public safety first and are currently working towards determining which projects they will be forced to push back to 2026. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is seeking input from community members on a proposed bridge improvement project in Barron County. The project will see four bridges on or over U.S. Highway 53 between the Cameron and Haugen interchanges rehabilitated. The rehabilitation work is currently scheduled to begin in 2028 and would require periodic single-lane closures in the area over the course of 3 months. Area residents can find more information on the projects on the DOT's website and can share public input until August 29th. Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation seeking to create a new program connecting potential farmland buyers with agricultural land. Under the proposed bill, the Farmland Link program would be created under the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Farm Center. The goal is to connect farmland owners with potential buyers who intend to continue using the land for agricultural purposes. The proposed legislation would also seek to provide additional support for young or just beginning farmers. A new coalition has been established seeking to address housing issues for tribal communities in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Native Homeownership Coalition will seek to increase both overall housing supply in tribal communities as well as access to affordable housing. While those issues have become common in communities across the state over recent years, rates of homeownership for Native Americans in the state is about 11% lower than for all other residents. The coalition also received a $10,000 grant from the Wisconsin Bankers Association. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a proposed bill that would have prevented residents from voting due to unpaid restitution or court-related fines. The Republican-backed bill would have required Wisconsin felons to pay any cost related to their convictions before their right to vote was restored. Under current state law, residents with felony convictions must complete their full sentence, including probation, parole, or extended supervision before having their voting rights restored. Critics of the bill have referred to it as a modern-day poll tax. Duluth Entertainment Convention Center officials are seeking public input on future programming options and capital investment priorities. The organization will hold three listening sessions next week, starting at Tettigoosh State Park on Monday. They will also hold sessions at Virginia's Iron Trail Motors Event Center on Tuesday and at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center itself on Thursday. The feedback collected will be presented to the organization's board of directors, who will use that input when developing plans for the future of the facility. The Rice Lake Board of Education reported improvements in absenteeism rates at all schools in the district at their meeting this week. Rice Lake High School in particular has seen significant improvements in absenteeism rates over the past few years, dropping from nearly 45% in the 2021-2022 school year to about 25% last school year. School board officials credited new strategies for the decreasing absenteeism, which focus more on how to help students who miss school consistently rather than punishing them for being absent. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has sent another letter urging the Trump administration to reverse cuts to federal funding. The new letter was sent in relation to $29 million in funding cuts that was meant to support efforts to modernize the state's unemployment insurance system. The funding originated from the American Rescue Plan Act and included over $11 million for a new web-based employer portal, over $6 million to detect and prevent fraud, and nearly $4.5 million to implement identity authentication and proofing tools. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to help track the chimney swift population over the next few weeks. According to a press release, the Swift Night Out event will run through early September. During that time, residents are being asked to look out for tall, uncapped brick chimneys that may be serving as a roost for the birds. If there is a roost, the birds will start entering the chimney about half an hour before sunset. Counting the number of chimney swifts will help DNR officials track population trends for the birds. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers in Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. With the Packers in Indianapolis for a joint training camp session against the Colts, the Packers arrived here last night. I asked rookie receiver Matthew Golden, with Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks out with injuries, what does he expect to see in his first NFL joint practice?
Just another great test for me before regular season starts. You know, just going out there, just trying different things to where I would do in a game. So, you know, just treating it as a game, just going out there, playing fast, lining up, and doing all of that.
Baseball. The Brewers celebrating after beating the Pirates 12-5 to win their 12th game in a row. Starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
I was telling my wife last night that I was more nervous about. I wanted to win the burgers for everybody, you know, in the stands, and include myself. It's a cool thing. Like, you could tell the energy around today is like on a day game was a little bit more than usual. Seriously, I wanted to win those burgers bad for sure.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are a couple potentially really cool films opening this weekend if you're thinking about heading to the theater. Spike Lee and Denzel Washington are teaming up for the fifth time to bring us the crime thriller Highest to Lowest, a remake of a Japanese film where Washington plays a music producer who finds himself caught in a ransom plot. The film is reviewing ridiculously fresh on Rotten Tomatoes at 92%. In 2021, a film called Nobody came out starring mostly comedic actor Bob Odenkirk. The film was a surprise hit due to an interesting story and a different type of role for Odenkirk, who played an unassuming tough guy. The film rated well with critics and audiences. Nobody was so well received that the follow-up, Nobody 2, also starring Odenkirk, is being released wide and hits the big screen this weekend. It is reviewing about the same as the original, with an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Sounds like it's pretty annoying to be a celebrity. Take Leonardo DiCaprio, for instance. Dude was just partying in Ibiza, Spain, and before he knew it, he was part of a routine search by Spanish police. DiCaprio and his girlfriend, Victoria Schiretti, were attending a party of a Spanish celebrity I've never heard of, and before he knew it, he and some of his fellow partiers were being patted down by police who didn't recognize him. The nerve. DiCaprio was very matter-of-fact about it and just scrolled on his phone during said pat-down. DiCaprio has been dating Schiretti, a 27-year-old Italian model, for a couple of years, and for the record, Victoria does not like being labeled as a girlfriend. The model, girlfriend, says whenever you date a celebrity with a bigger following, it can be difficult taking a back seat. Huh, maybe she should date a barista, or a longshoreman, or a chimney sweep. Like many famous actors who retire, Daniel Day-Lewis is coming back. The Irish actor announced that he was hanging it up 8 years ago, but a film directed by his son Ronan was enough to bring the three-time Oscar winner back to the big screen. New York City Film Festival goers will have the honor of seeing Lewis in the film Anemone this coming September. Lewis is considered, arguably, the best actor of his generation. Wouldn't it be hilarious, though, if after 8 years off he was terrible? Highly unlikely. Charlie Sheen fans, buckle up. There is a two-part documentary that will drop on Netflix that is being called a tell-all. If there is stuff beyond what we already know, thanks to the tabloids, this could be horrifying. The Nepo baby actor discusses growing up in Malibu, what he calls his effortless rise to stardom, and his public and painful fall from grace. Sheen has been clean now for 7 years, so let's hope for entertainment purposes, the documentary focuses on his pre-sober years. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 78 this afternoon. Tonight, we do have a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Low of 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.